Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Simon Constable, who writes for Time and Forbes and Wall Street Journal and Barron's from the UK, from Edinburgh, observing recently fintech financial technology. This is the data management of the world's finances. We now know routinely a major part of our prosperity is managing money and currencies and commodities and price ranges. Fintech is a highly demand specialty. And Simon, you've published about surprising facts about fintech, the starting salaries, and also what appears to be a gender bias in fintech. Explain, please. Let's begin in San Francisco.
Well, San Francisco is the world center of fintech, and it's really a blend of tech companies and Wall Street. If you imagine sort of the high pressure of Wall Street and the high pressure of Silicon Valley, it's all there in San Francisco in one industry called fintech, and it would include companies like Wise, which is a money transferring app, and I think you would also include Square and other things like that in this. Now, what's amazing is there are jobs galore. Absolutely, jobs galore. High starting salaries. I think the starting salary for a key position that I quoted in the story is about $260,000, and that's brilliant. There's a whole list of jobs in this report that I saw, and I was like, wow, that is truly amazing. And then I started to look deeper. It's great as long as you're not a woman. So in San Francisco, the world's capital for fintech, only 28% of employees are women in that industry. So that's a little more than one in four. And believe it or not, that's really good for fintech. And it gets worse. When you go to New York, salaries are a bit higher, about $300,000 for a similar job, which is not a bad salary at all. But only 25% of employees are women in that industry in New York. And then it gets even worse when you go to London, and it's 22% of the employees in that industry. Now, it gets even a bit worse. You think that's really bad. I was told, and this, again, it hasn't been quantified for me, but I was told that it's probably likely that if you took out certain parts of those companies, like marketing and like human resources, then you might probably have an even smaller female content in the other parts of it, which is the programming parts. It's really quite staggering. And I put on the end of my my column, message to fintech leaders, when are you going to grow up? I mean, it just in the 21st century, in 2022, to see that level of gender bias is really quite staggering and quite appalling.
We come to the very strong-minded and vivid and successful leader of Scotland, the First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, much in the news, some of it reflective of the Partygate flap in London, something to do with a video of Nicola Sturgeon not having a mask on or celebrating during the pandemic. However, I'm keen on Nicola Sturgeon's initiative for another independence vote in Scotland. My memory is that was rejected, but the theory is that Scotland wants to stay part of the EU. That's no longer true. Scotland, because it's part of the UK, is not in the EU, which is said to be a disadvantage. The second independence vote, what is its status for Scotland, and can it go forward without Whitehall's permission?
Well, this is very interesting. Yes, in 2014, which was also the year that Russia took Crimea from Ukraine, there was an independence vote, and it was very much a stay in the Scots by 55 to 44% wanted to stay in the United Kingdom. It seems that that's changed a bit, and you're right. It's partly because of the EU, and Scotland wants to be part of the EU. The status is Nicola Sturgeon wants something to happen in 2023, so next year, a full independence vote. But she can't make that happen without the permission from London. Otherwise, it will be an illegal vote. Now, there are a lot of people working behind the scenes in the civil service to try and make that not happen so that they won't get access to a civil service or a military or all that sort of stuff. But really, she said, and I heard a very interesting interview with her on the BBC saying, well, we're not going to do anything illegal. Well, in which case, that sounds to me like it can't happen. It's also interesting her wanting to join the EU and join NATO, but at the same time, get rid of Britain's nuclear weapons that are currently based in Scotland. And that's very interesting because, as far as I can see, when you join NATO, you benefit from the massive nuclear stockpile that the US has and France and the UK all have. You benefit from that, whether or not your country has such weapons. And that's pretty interesting to me. It's sort of like trying to square a circle, joining NATO and sort of denying the beneficial effect of nuclear weapons. Admittedly, there are plenty of people who don't want any nuclear weapons anywhere, and I understand that point, but it's weird to want to join something that really is that, where it's a core part of things. So I'm finding that very interesting, and there was a bit of squirming in that interview she did on the BBC. I thought it was kind of interesting.
Simon Constable reporting for Time and Barron's and Forbes, and for me from the north of England and in Scotland, observing the commodity squeeze worldwide and inflation. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's UPWORK.com/SAVE. Upwork.com/save.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.